Hello, welcome, Atomic Radio Hour, post-nuclear podcast. I'm your host, Wes.
And I'm the other host, Olive.
What's new?
Not much. Boy, is stuff going crazy right now.
Yeah, dude, it's a beautiful town to be alive.
Whatever you say, friend.
I don't know about you, but I've been working nights, and it's kicking my ass. My body's not used to it. And I just have to get used to it, I guess. But I'm just like...
Yeah, I look like terrible. There are bags under my eyes. Everyone can see them on stream. Or not on stream, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I leave work at 7:30 in the morning. And I walked into my house. And I couldn't tell if I was tired or hungry. So I sat at my kitchen table for at least 25 minutes. And was like, what do I do? I don't even think I was listening to anything. I just kind of sat down and like zoned out.
I've done that before.
I was just like... So, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy stuff's going on. You know, there's that pandemic thing going on. That coronavirus. Yeah. We'll get to that later.
It's probably a plandemic, but we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
So.
Other than that, what is new with you aside from exhaustion?
Nothing really. I mean, there's something new, but we'll talk about it later.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anything you want to talk about? You want to talk about your feelings? Let's talk about our feelings for a few minutes.
Let's talk about our feelings. Yeah. How real are we getting?
I don't know, because I'm always willing to divulge. I don't know how far you're willing to go.
Well, I am pretty lonely.
Yo, me too.
Yeah. other than that, I've actually had a lot of different, like, mixed feelings. I've been going through a lot personally recently, a lot of different like changes in my life. So,
oh, do you know that song?
Pretty overwhelming.
Hold on, let me find you that song. There's a really good song that you can just cry to.
Oh yeah,
it's by this blues singer, and I can never remember the name. I have a Spotify playlist called "I Just Want to Feel a Vast Array of Emotions," and it's mostly like all of my. Here it is. Oh wait, no, don't play. It's called "Changes" by Charles Bradley. Huh. Great song, yeah. I have this great playlist of just shit.
In post, we'll put it a good sounded version.
Yeah. No, that's a great song. Yeah, I don't really know. Is there anything else to talk about before we jump into this lore?
Not much. I mean, Yeah, I don't think I have any updates.
Cool.
I've just been kind of, like, watching shitty Netflix while I'm on break.
Cool.
I'm on break right now. That's something kind of cool.
Didn't your sister come up to visit?
Yeah, my sister came up for a couple days. And
how was that?
It was good. We just, like, hung out. We explored the city, got dinner together, and then we hung out till the afternoon the next day, and then she went back to... Because she had practice that day.
Cool. All right, man. So let's just jump into this lore.
Cool. Before we do that, I'm going to turn you down because you are very loud in my ears.
Oh, that's a fucking grand idea. Episode 88. We've made it 88 episodes.
That's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. I get all my lore from falloutoffandom.com. We're going to do it on my favorite companion of all time. Originally, I was going to put this together with last week's of 87, and then I realized, no, you fucking idiot, you public school grad, just make another episode so you get another episode.
You get to double dip.
Yeah. He's one of the original residents. Fox is one of the original he's a say it with me now, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A thick ass boy. There's gonna be a link to that video I made that's on the channel. One of the original residents of Vault 87. His real name could have been Shelton. It's French. Delacroix?
Delacroix, probably.
Delacroix.
Yeah.
He was a Vault security officer. Not long after moving into 87, the overseer and security guards began experimenting with FEV. All of 87's residents were either turned into mutants, centaurs, or killed, which if you've heard last episode, you know. It wasn't long before the super mutants started to take over DC, and despite being affected with FEV, most of Fox's mind was unaltered. even though he forgot his past. He still has a sense of morality and has intelligence. He refused... This is something I love. He refers to other super mutants as metahumans.
Metahumans?
Yeah, because they're supposed to be stronger, better, faster in every...
You know, all those Daft Punk things.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring my seat up a little bit.
Ironically, they kept him locked away because of... The other super mutants kept him locked away because of his intelligence. When he meets the Lone Wanderer, he states that he's been in a cage all of his life. He used the terminal linked to the 87 mainframe to keep from going insane, and he used this to gain a plethora of knowledge. So there was a ton of information on that terminal that he would research and read over and for over a century, for two centuries.
So he basically just, like, got good over time.
Yeah, he was like, if I'm going to be in this cell, I'm going to have to learn everything, what's here, because it's the only thing to keep me from going absolutely insane.
Big ol' bonkers.
He's kept in isolation chamber number 5. His fellow mutants failed to realize that the room had this working terminal. And like I said before, it's what he would use to research things upon the old world. Because think about it, 87 would have had access to books and literature from the old world, from the before. And if he had access to that, he could learn the history of the world 10 times over.
So he could very well be the smartest super mutant on the East.
On the East, yes. I think the smartest being in the entire series is Marcus.
He's the one in Jacobstown, right?
Yeah.
That's who I was going to guess.
I think he's the smartest, like, in the
entire
series.
Dog and God is pretty smart, too.
Yes. Well, he's a, what do you call it? Oh my God, help me. He's part of the Master's Army. He's part of the Master's, Nightkin. And yes, they were Nightkin. Like elite soldiers.
Yeah.
There was a book called The Gunpowder Plot that was, Fox's favorite. It was a story about trying to assassinate King James I by blowing up the House of Lords, which, I mean, I don't know, I've never seen V for Vendetta, but, like, apparently that story is based on this story. I don't know anything about it, but Guy Fawkes was one of the members of this rebellious party, and he named himself after that because he forgot his name long ago. Now, Fawkes is one of only two humanized super mutants in DC, Uncle Leo being the other one.
Uncle Leo, yeah.
He's a unique encounter, and for as many hours as I've played Fallout 3, I've never once met him.
I know about Uncle Leo. I think I've seen it in a playthrough, but I've never experienced Uncle Leo for myself.
Yeah, that and the Fire Lance, I've never seen.
You've never seen the Fire Lance?
I've never found it. I've never
the
found
Fire
it.
The Fire Lance is the shit.
It is. I know. It's one of the best weapons in the game. I just never found it. It never spawned, and it probably spawned once, but, like, it flies in off of a missile from a UFO, crashes, and then explodes somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it probably happened and I didn't realize it, or, like, when I put the controller down for a second and just wasn't paying attention.
Right. It's out there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Fox believes he has a deep knowledge of 87 because of his status before his transformation into a mutant. He wears the tattered remains of a 87 jumpsuit, and Fox will help you retrieve the Gek if need be. Now, Fox is one of my favorite companions because he shows a humanity to... He shows what the super mutants could have been, what the FAV, in a sense, could have been if it wasn't rushed, if it wasn't these failed experiments. Same thing with, like, Horrigan. If Horrigan wasn't a fucking nut job, like, look at Marcus, who's over 100 and change years old. He was an intelligent mutant. He was an intelligent super mutant, and his best friend was a Brotherhood paladin that left the Order, and they kind of got along in a way, and they could reason, and they could talk about why the Master's Unity had problems and where it had things that could have been good, and they could talk about the Brotherhood's ideology and this and that. So to see that it could have worked in some manner is awesome, and to see it in Fox, I love.
Also a little bit tragic.
Yeah, yeah.
To see what could have been.
Sorry?
To see, like, what could have been.
Yeah. Because you're kind of at that, like, door of evolution. Like, that could have been that next step. And it was just like, nope. Like, it just, we were right there. We could have made ourselves better in some manner. Which also makes me ask the question, is there such a thing as a biological cyborg?
Biological cyborg?
Like, I know cyborg isn't the right word, because cyborg implies that you're upgraded with machinery and technology. But if you're biologically given, like, the forced evolutionary virus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you become bigger, better, stronger, faster. Does that make you some sort of a, like, not a cyborg, but or is it just augmented human?
I'd say augmented human, probably.
Do you know what I mean? Like a bio, yeah. Like a bio, a cyborg,
like a mutant.
No, I don't know. It's I'm looking for a word that I don't know yet. Let me find this thing. So one of the big things that I don't understand why this happened is here's some cut content from the game. You were supposed to be, apparently, you were supposed to find these holotapes that were Shelton Delacroix.
Mm-hmm.
His you're going to hear the holotapes. There's, I think, 5 of them total, but only 4 of them exist, I think. Maybe all 5 do. I'm not sure. I'm going to read them for you. Let me just read all 5 down the row, and then we can talk about them.
Do they have audio files?
There's audio files, yes, but I'll put them in the video.
Cool.
Like the video audio format, they'll be there, but mm-hmm. for you, just so it's easier for me to edit, let me just run through them quick.
Right.
A series of unused holotapes that were meant to be found in 87 shed possible light on the identity of Fox.
But let me start at the beginning. My name is Shelton Delacroix, and I'm a security officer here in Vault 87. I'm assigned to the laboratory level, which sure beats babysitting the reactor room. Sykes and Kostler dragged some unconscious guy from the dorms into the labs. I tried to ask what was going on, but they just glared at me after they left. I snuck into the containment room and I almost threw up. I don't even know how to describe it. It looked sort of human, but it was deformed. I could see some of its organs on the surface of its body like they were trying to push through. What the hell am I supposed to do now? Merrick and his team are obviously experimenting on people. Someone's got to put a stop to it. But how? There's nowhere to go and no one to tell. Shit, what am I gonna... Oh my god. They're coming. Tell my wife in dorm E that I love her.
Stupid machine! How you work this thing? This thing is stupid! Smash it!
Like, straight up, it just gets smashed?
Like, yeah, that's the final 5th one that's Fox.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Why wouldn't they leave that in the game?
I don't know. They have, there's another note here. It says, as it's important to note, although Fox shares the same voice actors of all the Capital Wasteland Supermutant, he is explicitly defined within the game's dialogue files as being the speaker in the final recording. Oh, wow. Although there is nothing left to document why these recordings were not included in the final version of the game, Fox's demonstrated intelligence does not appear to be present in the 5th holotape recording. This is consonant with his statement that he had to work to become as intelligent and well-spoken as he did. So, maybe they thought it would be confusing that, why is he dumb here? And then he's smart right. When you meet him. But still, I think that, like...
Yeah.
He's also voiced by Wes Johnson.
Which is pretty freaking good.
Yeah, and recently, the guys from Chad, I think it's their, like, Robot News Network guys, they had, like, a meeting type of podcast where it's, like, all of them on the same network. Mm-hmm. And they got to interview Wes. And there's a video, I retweeted it, and he does every voice he's done from Elder Scrolls games.
Oh, really?
Or not Elder Scrolls, Bethesda games. So he starts off as, like, a Protectron, and then he moves over to, like, Lucian Lachance, and then he's doing Shigarath? How do you say it? Is it Shigarath or Shiogorath?
I like saying Shigarath.
All right, drink water.
It kind of rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah.
Drink water.
And
drink
then,
water,
like, I'm sitting there,
water,
and I'm, like,
bitch.
Getting closer to my phone as I'm watching it, and getting closer and closer, and he starts doing Mr. Burke, and I'm like, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. And he does Fox, and I'm in my kitchen fucking dancing around. I'm like, he fucking did Fox! He did Fox! He didn't say the line. But...
Like the something troubling you, my friend?
Yeah.
You can do it way better.
Do you want me to try?
I would love for you to try.
Let me see if I can still do it.
Something troubling you, my friend? Something troubling you, my friend?
Oh, it's so very good.
Thank you. I've listened to him say that so many times. When we first started playing Fallout D&D, that was why I was originally going to be a super mutant, just because I wanted to yell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Wes does it. First off, if you're not already watching Chad, go watch or listen to Chad. Go listen to Chad.
Chad freaking rocks.
Yeah, Pete Hines is like a canonical character in their universe. But...
Which is fucking... That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Their shit is awesome. Wes Johnson, he's the, like, announcer for the Washington Capitals in D.C., for the hockey team.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I follow him, and he'll just... I follow him on Twitter. He'll put a video up of, like, him recording, like, him announcing the game. He's been in a bunch of shit, and he lost, like, 200 pounds. He's the fucking man. His picture on Twitter is him in, like, a red suit holding the Wabbajack.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah. So he's used in a... Fox, going back to Fox, he's used at a couple different quests. In Finding the Garden of Eden, he's used to get the Gek for you. And the American Dream, when you leave Raven Rock, he's outside of Raven Rock, just fucking mowing them down. He's also in... He can also be used in Take It Back. And when they put Broken Steel in, you can use Fox to go get you. You could put him in the Purifier and punch in the code, where you couldn't do it beforehand, and if you wanted to do it beforehand, he would say to you something about having your own destiny that you have to take care of.
I did that. I got the Game of the Year edition. I, in my first playthrough, put Fox in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of him being a super mutant, he can only use so many weapons. There's actually, like, a lot of them, but he can't use pistols. He can use an assault rifle, Chinese assault rifle, a Gatling laser. He has his own unique Gatling laser. He has a frag grenade. He can use frag grenades, hunting rifles, miniguns, missile launchers, nail boards, plasma grenades, sledgehammers. He has his own sledgehammer and his own special super sledge. And
yeah, his super sledge is unique.
Yeah, and you can only get it when you're in 87 and he's your companion for that short amount of time. If you don't get it then, you can never get it. Just reading something. So I have some notes, okay. Again, other shit that I didn't want to write down because it's kind of weird, so I'm just going off my phone. By activating the terminal by the door of Fox's room in 87 and using the identify specimen function, it will be discovered that the cell's inhabitants was called specimen D624. A different terminal in the room close to Fox's cell contains data on 5 specimens, stating that D624 was female. However, Fox is not specimen D624, as the terminal also states that the specimen was terminated.
Wait, can you say that again?
The whole thing?
Just the last bit.
States that D624 was female. However, Fox is not specimen D624, as the terminal also states that the specimen was terminated.
Okay.
Why?
So wait, there could have been another Fox, is what you're saying?
No, I think what it's saying is that they were experimenting on people, and the denomination or the name that was given to this experiment was... D624, but that's not Fox. It's just another experiment. So it could have been just someone who, like, they gave FEV and their brain grew 6 times too big and their feet...
like the Grinch?
Yeah, the Grinch, but, like, with cancer. When he moves to Underworld, if you don't take him into your party, he's considered a resident, and as he will become hostile if the player character attacks or kills any of the ghouls or the residents of the town of that town or anything near it, and he will forgive you after 72 in-game hours.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
In New Vegas, Fox remains in the game files. However, his 87 jumpsuit, his Vault 87 jumpsuit, doesn't have a texture. If this is really cool, if Fox is provoked and then spoken to, he will say, "It saddens me that it has come to this. Farewell, my friend," and then attack you. How noble. Oh,
that's a stab in the heart.
Yeah. If the player character frees Fox, but sorry?
He's such a good companion.
He's my favorite companion. I actually
He's so cool.
I'm going to read my Reddit post that I made when I made the thick Fox meme. Because I remember spending a lot of time making it because I wanted to articulate how I felt about Fox. In a joking way. If the player character frees Fox but retrieves the Gek by themselves, Fox will comment how foolish they were for risking their life. So Fox is like, you're an idiot. You shouldn't have done that. You should have waited.
Yeah.
Contrary to a comment about Fox's gender made by his voice actor, lead designer Emil Pagli... I can never say this man's name. Has confirmed, no, Fox was absolutely male. This was a mistake. Wes gave an interview and he was mistaken. Trust me, Fox is and was male. So that just, I think, when I hear that, makes it sound like the Shelton... French last name
holotapes. That has to be right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they were like, no, we wanted this, but we had to take it out.
Right.
Much of the random dialogue from Fox as he wanders around can be heard as simple wasteland survival advice. However, there is also a reference to Zen philosophy, examples being be aware of the present moment, and there is safety in mindfulness.
Hmm.
Fox's battle cry, wake up, time to die, mirrors a quote from... Leon to Deckard in the film Blade Runner.
Wow.
I've never seen
Blade Runner. I didn't even know that.
Have you seen Blade Runner? Are you a Blade Runner guy?
Yeah.
Really?
I like Blade Runner. I mean, I'm not like a super big like fan or anything, but I saw Blade Runner. I saw the new Blade Runner, but I never even recognized that.
I never saw it.
No, that's so fucking cool.
So, okay, in Alan Moore's V for Vendetta, the protagonist V is also locked in cell number 5 and wears the iconic Guy Fawkes mask.
Mm-hmm.
And V being 5.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha, ha ha ha.
Ha ha.
I don't know why the Mandark laugh is, like, so embedded into who I am.
I don't know why it is either.
Every once in a while I'm like, ha ha ha. So... That's let me find the Reddit post of my favorite thick ass boy. Is there anything you want to say about him?
That's a thick ass boy. No, Fox is probably my second favorite companion.
Behind
Dog Meat, but I'm not sure if that counts.
I'll give it to you.
I just I like traveling with Fox. He's definitely a really fun companion to be with. Mostly because he's like the antithesis of what super mutants are presented to be in the game. So it's just, like, a really, like, he's just, like, very bright and vibrant character, and I think they really did a good job with making him a part of the game.
I love him.
I love him very dearly.
I posted on Reddit, it says, I loved meeting an East Coast super mutant that was intelligent as some of the West Coast mutants. I loved hearing his story of how the stupid muties would pick on him because of his intellect. I love how he sees the duality of man's lust for war... to conquer, matched with his insatiable appetite for knowledge. I loved how thick he is. Hell, I still do. That's my favorite young man. I mean, old young man. He's a fucking stand-up. He's a Boy Scout. But, like, not in, like, a I have to be in bed by 9 type of Boy Scout. He's a Boy Scout in the sense of, like... Just do what's like, right.
You want to set hand sanitizer on fire? Like that kind?
Not now. There's a shortage.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
But yeah, like he's... I like him a lot. He's someone that maybe because of just the themes of the game when I found him, he was so isolated that I was like, one, he's a super mutant. That's awesome. Two, I kind of get it. Like, that's why I like Dog Meat so much, is because, like, his owner died, he's alone, he's fighting people off, he doesn't understand the world, and you're like, come on, boy, let's go. And because of just a boy and his dog, like, that's another thing. Because people forget, you're only 19 in Fallout 3.
You're literally a kid.
So, I mean, you could play whoever you want, but, like, when do you leave, canonically? Yeah. So I like I have a lot of memory, and I've said this before, of there's a radio station up north, I think it's where the Fuck You Door is, of...
I love that Fuck You Door.
Yeah. There's Raiders, and I remember going into VATS with my Gatling laser, and Fox had a Gatling laser, and I remember wearing... I still had hair at this point in time, because I remember my character having hair. Yeah. my character, like, the camera would zoom out, and it was me and Fox and Dog Meat just... mowing down raiders up there with...
What kind of weapon did you always have equipped for Fox?
He always had the Gatling laser. It just fits so well.
Mm-hmm. I think I ended up giving him a minigun in mine.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't like giving him the minigun because the minigun was kind of like this rugged... Just like... It was of its own time. Like, it was of...
Mm-hmm.
Like, the super mutants. Like, the super mutants use that. But only the intelligent one gets to use the Gatling laser.
That's kind of cool, yeah.
So that's how I saw it. So I was like, you can have this one because you deserve it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just have this vivid memory of the camera being panned out and just, like, from the side you can see me, like, with my Gatling laser, Fox with his, and dog meat jumping at raiders, and it's just, like, I had on... I even
this is the world.
I remember the armor I had on. I had the fucking pit armor.
Cool.
The power armor? The...
Yeah.
Tribal power armor? And the hood from Oasis with the lucky shades on.
Ooh, that's really cool. That's a really cool thing.
That was my go-to for a very long time. Yeah. Fucking love Fallout. God damn!
It's a good-ass game.
So, you good on Fox?
I'm good on Fox.
Okay, to kind of get out of this, they canceled E3.
E3 bites the dust.
I don't think it's because nobody wanted to show up.
I think it's because it was literally of the health concern.
Yeah. That's the number one thing that I think happened.
I agree.
So, you want to intro it? You want to intro?
Sure.
You kind of have a little more pertinence.
Sure. So E3 is canceled. Because of COVID-19, that is the coronavirus, and it is doing some really bad shit. People are dying around the world. It's not a huge, I don't want to say it's not a huge threat in America, because any pandemic is, but there hasn't been quite as much of a grasp on its population like in, like, the, like, East Asian world. But oh, and parts of Europe, but yeah, it's on our doorstep. So a lot of big conventions where people come from all over the world have been canceled. A lot of institutions of higher learning have been canceled. Like, I have an extra week of spring break because of it, because my campus has a lot of international students that went home for spring break.
Oh,
so
really?
That's why most colleges have, like, canceled classes for another week, or have set classes to quarantine, meaning that you can only do, like, online classes.
Oh, wow.
So that's what it's going to be like for me. I have an extra week of spring break, and from then on, all my classes are going to be online.
Wow.
Or, well, until further notice is what the email said.
So, with all this being said, I just want to make, like, a statement. Not that we have any fucking authority on this, but just wash your hands twice.
Official statement. Yeah.
Like, not even an official statement. Just wash your hands. Be safe.
Don't touch your face like I just did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that being said, don't fucking worry about it. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's not... It's kind of... It's not a boogeyman.
You know how many people have died
seriously
of this?
I don't know.
It's... Last I saw, I was looking for it now. It's really not that much. It's maybe 6,000 people. You know how many people die of hunger a day?
Probably more than that.
135,000 people die of hunger every single day because they can't put food in their stomach. This is an overinflated flu, and it's an election year.
Yes.
Every election year, for the U.S. at least, there is another virus. I have a picture on my phone that I'm going to show. SARS in 2004. 2008 was avian. 2010 was swine. MERS was in 2012. Ebola in 2014. Zika. Remember how big of a deal Zika was?
Mm-hmm.
That was 2016. Ebola 2, The Reckoning, was 2018, and now we have Corona.
Yes.
Corona has, like, we don't have a cure, but we have a recovery state. Mm-hmm. And it has, like, a 90-something percent recovery rate. And the most people that are getting sick are in their 80s and 90s. And I don't want to sound coarse or callous or rude, but, like, you've lived your life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like we're losing a child.
Yeah.
We're losing.
But children are also at risk.
Yes and no. Now I've heard that children aren't at risk, and it's now people that are, like, 30 and up are more at risk.
Hmm.
So.
Something that is important to note is a lot of industrialized countries, like the U.S. and most of the European Union, China, whatnot, have really expensive and good healthcare. So it's not much of an issue of people that have been privileged to healthcare for their entire life. Like, I know that I am not very likely to get the coronavirus, but if I meet someone on the street that's never been to a doctor a day in their life, and I have germs on my body, I can infect them, even though it's never going to affect me. So it's really important to practice good hygiene in this time for people that are not as privileged as you or I.
Yeah. I also think that the number one, the three biggest places right now that are being affected by it are obviously China, where it started. Mm-hmm. South Korea, from what I understand, is really bad. We have no clue what's going on in North Korea. If you ask them, it's probably, we're fine, we have the cure already. And,
yeah, right.
Italy. I have
Italy has been full on banned.
Yeah, but Italy is also, they've been having the worst economy they've had in years. So it doesn't surprise, this is like another thing that, like, look at these other countries. And I'm not saying, like, oh, this is a, like, I'm not saying it's a degenerate or a shithole country. What I'm saying is that it's, look at the other countries' economies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Italy, I had family members that were going to Italy now, like, in a few months. They were going to, like, maybe a month or two, were going to go to Italy for a month. And they asked me, like, 2 years ago, do I want to go? And I said, no, I don't have the money, this and that, whatever. They had to cancel their flight. They canceled everything. They're not going.
I had a friend that was supposed to study abroad in Italy, and their thing got canceled, yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at everything, and you look at the statistics, and you look at how many people have been infected, and how many people have been recovered, and how many people have died, it's really not that big a deal. Like, it is and it isn't. Like, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The Spanish flu in the 20s killed so many people.
Yes.
Can you Google how many people, please?
A fuck ton, but yes.
The Spanish flu killed a bunch of people. So because it's something new, we don't have the cure for the cold, and the cold changes every year. And the same thing with the flu. You go get the vaccine for the flu or the shot or whatever it's fucking called. Don't give your kids essential oils. Vaccinate your fucking children. And, like, you deal with it. So it's just another thing. I heard rumors that this was a bioweapon that China was developing. But you know how people talk. And also...
Yeah, right.
Think about how over-sensationalized this is. It's an election year. Either way you look at this...
Worldwide, the Spanish flu killed 50 million.
50 million people. The coronavirus killed 27%
of the world's population.
27% of the world's population. That's almost 28%. The coronavirus has maybe killed 6,000 people. Maybe 7 or 8. You know what I mean?
But that doesn't mean that it... doesn't have the potential to become a very big problem.
Absolutely. I'm not saying don't take it seriously. I'm just saying it's not the plague.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
The Black Death is not on your doorstep.
Yeah. Like, it's an election year, like I said. So it works in everybody's favor. I think it's being blown up to fucking... And I don't want to get political. This will never be the political show. It's being blown up to get Trump another 4 years. But it also works in the other guy's favor, because if the other guy wants fucking healthcare, then yeah, get him in so we can fix this. Either way,
right.
I guarantee you by August, September, this will not be a problem. We'll forget this happened.
I don't think by August. I say maybe by August next year.
No,
I mean, look how long, like, swine flu took, H1N1. That took, like, a year and a half to get properly controlled.
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, a big, big deal. Like, I remember getting the swine flu shot. Like, I remember being like, all right, I'm good now. And, like, it died. Dude, I remember my last year of high school when fucking Ebola came back. And I was like, oh, shit. And that's 10 times. Ebola makes your insides outsides through your mouth and ass. Like, you understand? Yes. That's such a bigger problem than you have a flu. And I get it. It's a version of the flu that we don't know. But, like, I don't know. It just seems so silly that we're, like... Also, I think a big thing is a lot of boomers are at home with nothing to do. And they got Fox News on 24/7. And I don't know about you, but sometimes in my living room, I just leave the news on. Just because, like, I still have news channels.
24-hour news cycle.
Exactly. The news doesn't exist to give news anymore. The news exists to sell ads. They don't give a fuck about if you're safe or not. It exists to fucking sell you advertisements. They won't put advertisements on a video on YouTube, an instructional video on how to properly use a gun, because it goes against their guidelines of what they can and cannot show. But some fucking depressed lunatic who's 17, 18 years old brings a gun into a school and kills people, and Wendy's buy a fucking Baconator. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't...
It's pretty crazy.
It's they know and they sensationalize everything because they need to keep you glued. It is no longer, like, I personally, I love the NPR podcast. Do they sway a certain way? Absolutely. Do I watch the news on television? No, because there is no middle ground unless you're watching the BBC, and I'm not going to watch the BBC because I don't have that fucking channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just... That being said, take advantage of this now and book a flight somewhere. I'm going to Japan in October.
I think that is an idea. I think that, like, good for you that you took advantage of this opportunity. I personally don't have the extra money for it. I've got, like, $1 billion of student loans right now. But I think that's going to be... I mean, that's not that bad of an idea. Especially if it's it's an industrialized country that has, like, really good healthcare.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to be too big of an issue. I mean, as long as you're, like, healthy and...
I'm going to go to the doctor.
Safe.
Yeah, I'm going to go for, like, a physical. I'm going to get my shots, whatever I need to, like, travel with. Mm-hmm. No, the price I paid for my ticket a year ago, I could have bought my ticket three times over with the price I paid for last year.
Wowee.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So I was like, I've wanted to go to Japan since I was very, very little. And I was like, I'm not passing this up. I'm not passing up this opportunity to go. So yeah, I'm going to go to fucking Japan in October. I'm going to be there on my birthday.
Oh, that's really fucking cool, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I was asking everybody if they want to go. You don't even have to go for fucking... I'm going for 20 days.
That's a long time.
Well, I want to see everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to land in Tokyo, go north, and then I'm going to go... You can't take...
Are you just going to do, like, Airbnbs, or do you have, like, hotels?
I'm going to Airbnb everything, because right now it's super cheap. I saw pretty much what looks like your apartment. It was two beds, a bathroom, and, like, fucking a garage to park in for $20 a night.
It's not bad at all.
But I'm going to Airbnb all over. I'm going to head north, go south. I want to go to Kyoto because that's where Nintendo's headquarters are. They don't have tours, but just to see the building and be like, that's where the GameCube was developed.
That's Nintendo.
You know what I mean? Like, primo. I got to go to the tower. There's a tower in Tokyo that's the tallest radio and television tower in the world.
Oh, yeah, that one's really cool.
It's where they have, like, the Pokemon Center. Like, the...
Yeah.
Like, what New York had before it became Nintendo World. Like, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one.
They have Mewtwo in a stasis chamber, like, in the movie.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. But that's why I was saying, like, if to my friends that, hey, if you guys want to go, you don't have to go for the 20 days. Just come out for a few days. I'll be there. You're going to pay nothing for a flight.
We can get some Atomic Radio Hour fans in Japan.
Yeah, if they... What do you call it? I have to go to Hiroshima. I was doing a little research on it before. I know the exact location where the bomb detonated, and I, like, have to go there. Like, I have to go there.
Yeah, that's the closest thing that we got to Fallout in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking super excited to go. It's really fucking... Like, it's... And you know what? If this virus thing doesn't go away and it's worse than I thought it is, I can get my money back.
Oh, yeah? Do you have, like, trip insurance on it?
It was $38 for trip insurance.
That's not bad at all. That's not bad.
And they told me if anything happens to me on my trip, I'm covered for $50,000 in medical insurance, $1,000 for my luggage, and if something comes up and I need to cancel my flight, I get all my money back.
Wow, they're really trying to sell, aren't they?
Yes! That's what I'm saying. Take advantage of it. Even if, like, you got a 3-day weekend, fly to Dallas just to do something. It was fucking... Someone that my mom works with was telling her, and then she told me... To go to Colorado or go to California or Washington or Oregon or something was like something on the West Coast, maybe Nevada, was $89 one way.
Wow.
These are European prices.
One of my best friends here is actually in California right now.
Yeah.
She went with her mom for spring break, and I didn't ask how much the tickets were, but, like, I know that they're not rich by any stretch of the means. So
yeah. Take advantage of this.
Travel is cheap right now, but also it comes with those added risks.
But, I mean, what did I read Joey Diaz? Joey Diaz's tweet was something like, Purell that nutsack and take a chance, Columbus did. Like, I don't know. I just don't see... the way I see it is, like, you only get to live once, right?
Mm-hmm.
As far as we know. And then you just take advantage of it. It's cheap. Go.
Yeah.
I mean, part of me wanted to wait a little longer and see if I can get the ticket cheaper, but then I was like, no, my luck, it'll go back up. Because
right.
I work with a lady who her son lives in Japan, and they shut the
school. Oh, really?
Yeah, so I've been talking to her nonstop about it. She's going to set me up with, when I get there, with her son and his family that's there, because he married a woman there.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, and they're in Tokyo, and I land, and I'm so excited to go that I land in one airport in Tokyo, and I leave out of the other, and I'm just excited to see the airports. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right, yeah.
There's so many things that I have to do. Like, I have to eat at a 7-Eleven, because their 7-Elevens are, like, pretty much McDonald's here.
Okay.
Like, it's more of, like, serve yourself.
But, okay.
And also, there's no tipping. There's no fucking tipping. I'm so excited about no tipping. Like, I'm going to be able to eat out so much more because of that. I'm going to eat out of a vending machine, but, like, not, like, in a shitty way. Like, you can get, like...
Yeah, like the cool vending machines.
Like, you can get, like, a fucking meal-ass meal at a vending machine. I'm going to ride the bullet train. I'm going to see fucking Mount Fuji. Oh, dude, I'm so excited. I'm going to go for 20 days. I leave the end of October. They've adopted Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, when I get there, I think I'm leaving the States the 27 or 28 because of the time difference. I might leave the 28, land the 28. And then I get back, like, a few days after my birthday. But if I'm there for Halloween, I'm gonna see what the fuck they have going on for Halloween. Because...
Yeah, that would be cool. You gotta try as much, like, local food as possible.
Yeah, I know how to say some foods in Japanese already. Just because I've been, like through osmosis, been researching it over the years, forever.
Right.
But I know how to say some foods in Spanish, in Japanese, but I'm going to learn more. I have to find, like, a, not Rosetta Stone, but something to teach me how to speak this language.
Do, like, a Duolingo kind of thing?
Something. Just to get me through. Like, where's the bathroom? As I drop things. Where's the bathroom? Where's this? Like... Where can I buy a body pillow? Like, da da da.
Yeah, you know, the essentials.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't even like anime. Like, I'm just going to eat. Like, that's the whole trip.
Yeah.
Is me eating fucking...
I know that a friend of mine, her brother studied abroad there, and he ate a live scorpion.
Did he really?
Yeah, like, it was a delicacy in this one town.
I don't think I could
do that.
He
just, like, downed a live scorpion.
I don't think I
Everyone was doing it.
I mean,
they must be seasoned or something.
Maybe if there was enough peer pressure, but, like, my thing when I travel, when I went to Costa Rica, my whole thing was, I'm going to do everything I can do because I don't know if I'm ever going to be back here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
absorb the entire culture.
Yeah. So we went there, and there was a time where I started playing soccer with these kids just because they were doing
They asked me
to, like, play with them. I was like, yeah, absolutely. And I'm kicking the ball. They don't speak my language. I can barely speak theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kicking the ball back and forth, and it was just cool. And I was, like, looking at the people on the trip with us, like, come on, let's play. They're, like, watching. I'm like, let's play. Like, I don't know how to play. I don't really like soccer, but, like, we learn together.
Like, yeah. And, like, get into it.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go in every town, and I'm just gonna be like, what is your specialty? Like, what is here? What is here that
that's
you are
awesome.
Known for? And
if I didn't have a mountain of student debt, I would definitely
do
that.
You can go.
I can't, though.
Yes, you can. I believe in you.
I don't think you understand how much student debt
no,
I have.
No, I understand how much student debt you're in, but you have the rest of your life to pay it off. Take a chance. Mm-hmm. Columbus did. What's 5-6 days? At a price that you'll never, ever get to see again. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I know I'll go to Japan someday. It is definitely in my wheelhouse. I'll do it when I can. I just don't see it being a thing right now.
I might have a cousin that meets me out there. I'm trying to get you to go. I'm trying to get maybe one other person. You know, and, like, I don't even want them go. Not that I don't want you, but it doesn't even have to be the full time that I'm there. There's so
many
things that I want to experience, and I feel like there's so many things that I want to... The only reason I want to experience things with other people is because they can be like, hey... did you ever think about it like this? I'm like, oh shit, now I see this in a totally different light than how I saw it by myself. That's like one of the main things, but
I would love to totally live like my Harajuku fantasy. That'd be so cool.
What is that?
Look it up. Look at Harajuku. It's very on brand for me.
Oh, it's a neighborhood?
Yeah, but it's like there's also like a culture around it.
Oh shit. This is like Loli.
Yeah. Not really, but it's like it's like a cosplay kind of thing.
Isn't Loli a style of dress? Like Lolita is a style of dress, not Loli like fucking yeah. little boy porn like.
Yeah, like, Lolita is a style like that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, from what I understand, the lady that I work with, Tokyo is very it's very Western because it's like the capital. Mm-hmm. So she was like, if you've ever been in Manhattan, it's not the same, but you'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I get to be in Tokyo at night.
That's cool as hell.
You know how fucking tight that is? At night? This style of dress is way too fucking bonkers for me.
Yeah, that's why it's perfect for me.
You know what's really big in Japan, apparently?
Hmm.
American workwear.
Yeah.
Like Carhartt and Dickies and shit, dude. I'm gonna fit right the fuck in. Like, I can't wait to just be this giant, almost 6 foot, broad-ass white dude with a beard walking around with my Yankee hat on, like, looking at these people, and they're gonna be like, Jesus Christ. Like, oh, dude, I can't wait.
They're gonna think it's Godzilla.
You know, Godzilla is their national ambassador of tourism. Because the way most of the Western world got introduced to their country is through Godzilla.
I think that's so fun.
Isn't that so fucking cool? Oh my god.
You gotta get some cool, like, Japanese streetwear while you're there.
Oh, dude, they have, like, four Supremes.
Mm-hmm.
Japan has four of them. There's fucking
get
three
something
in
authentic.
The States.
Get something local.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where it is, but I'm gonna go. There's a place that's, like, their Melrose. In Los Angeles that has a bunch of like designer places. Like I want to just walk down that, maybe grab some stuff, but dude, gachapon machines.
Hell yeah,
dude. I'm like, ah, oh, dude, I can't fucking wait. I don't care how long this corona shit goes on, as long as it's done by September. Like I really don't think it's going to be that long. And even if it's still, we're talking about it at that point, I think it's going to be, if we're still talking about it, it's not going to be that serious. It's going to be the underdeveloped countries that need it still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think a country like Italy will probably feel the effects a lot longer. The lady that I don't know if I've said this already, the lady that I work with, her grandchildren were taken out of school for a month because of the coronavirus.
Oh, wow.
They just went back. They went back 3.5 weeks early. So they're like, oh,
that's
hey,
good.
We're good. So that's why I'm not worried about it. You know what I mean? Like, you see these countries that were hit really, really hard coming back from it. If where we live in PA, they shut down a couple schools in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
There's one close to not far.
They shut down my school in New York.
Yeah, but I'm saying in PA, not to take away from what you said. Not that what you said is valid. I'm
but
sorry.
Like we're a
on,
northeastern
I didn't mean to come
blob
out like that. Yeah, but in the Northeast, there's a few cases not far from where we are, from where we live, like you and I, your home, and. Like a few other things. Yeah, it'll hit us and it'll hit us for a little while, but I don't see this being a big deal for a very long time. Wash your fucking hands, wash your ass, wash your feet, wash your hair, brush your teeth. Bars? Just take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be an idiot. And if you're in public, cover your fucking mouth when you cough. That's not even like the coronavirus. It's a fucking common decency thing.
Yeah, like just don't suck.
I can't tell you how many fucking boomers go, I'm like, stop it. Stop it. You're an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm super excited to go to fucking Japna. Is that offensive?
I don't know.
I just said it with a weird inflection, and as I said it, I was like, that might be offensive. It is. I'm sorry. yeah, super excited. Can't wait.
I'm excited for you.
You should come.
We'll have to see about that.
Before we end,
yes.
I just want to say one thing.
Please.
Do you know what my favorite food in the world is?
I know you like dumplings.
It's my favorite food in the whole fucking world.
And I know it's your favorite food in the world. Do you have something you have to say about dumplings?
I am going to be in a location where they are not only easily accessible, they're dirt fucking cheap.
Mm-hmm. Many different fillings.
Do you understand what that means? Do you understand?
It means that you are going to consist entirely of dumplings.
Of just pork. I was watching a video. This guy's in Osaka. He ordered 6 of them for $2. They're fucking $7 for 6 in the States, at least where we are. I can't wait. I can't fucking wait. I'm stupid fucking excited. And I'm sorry to just make this all about me, but I'm super excited, and I just wanted to tell somebody, and I can't wait.
Now you told everybody.
Yep, I can't fucking wait. I cannot wait.
But you know what I can't wait for? Shane Ivers. If you want to get our intro music, that is Feather Duster. You can get it at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Vince, tell us about more Japan.
Well, now, if you want to follow us, holy shit. Sorry. There's just been a travel ban issued from Europe to the U.S. for the next 30 days.
Wow. That's big.
Holy shit.
Send me the link. That's really important.
I just saw it on Instagram. From fucking Worldstar, no less. It says President Trump issues travel ban from Europe to the U.S. for the next 30 days.
Wow.
So what happens if you already had a flight booked?
You get fucked, kid.
I guess. What the fuck? No way!
What?
The NBA has suspended the season.
Jesus.
Holy shit. Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because the NBA is huge in China.
Ah.
And I bet a lot of them were planning on going over there to play. And if they if they're not under contract for the NBA, they can't go to China. Because during the offseason.
Right.
That's a big thing. Michael Jordan played in Italy for a while. Holy shit.
Damn.
Sorry.
Are we ever going to get through this outro?
Sorry. I'm going to cut some of this out.
Okay.
If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can follow our Twitters. There will be a link to mine, to Olive's, to the shows in the description below, as well as a link to our Discord. Our Discord is actually how we record the show. It's how we talk to everybody. We stream in there. I've been playing Minecraft lately, just having a grand old time.
I streamed Minecraft last night a little bit.
Did you? How many people showed up?
Kyle.
Oh, okay. Nice. At least you had Kyle. Did he play with you?
No, I was just chilling and fucking around with mods.
Nice. So there's there's the Discord. Join. There's always someone talking. We have a memes channel. We have a chat channel. If you're listening to us on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. Please share the video, like the video, comment something, please. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. If you're listening to this on a podcasting site or app or something, please give us a review, share it with your friends, and just thank you for listening and watching. We both really appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. If you'd like to support the show, we have a Redbubble. There's a link in the description below to the Redbubble where you can find a bunch of shirts and stickers and duvets and shower curtains and mugs and clocks and blocks and a myriad of other things. And also, we have a Patreon. And we have to thank the fine, fine folks who are giving to the Patreon because they want to see us get a little bit bigger and a little bit better. It's not mandatory. The show will always be free. It's just people that want to help keep the lights on, essentially.
So those folks are... We have the Friendly Companion Cube to start. Cube, thank you.
Thank you, Cube.
We also have Noah. He's a real OG.
Thank you, Noah. Noah and Cube were the firsts. Firsts, yeah.
We also have Gage.
Thank you, Gage. And thank you twice, because Gage pays for the Nitro for Discord, so we have the ability to stream, we have the ability to do all these extra nice features. So thank you.
And also Jordan with a Y.
Jordan with a Y. Thank you, Jordan with a Y.
We're gonna be reaching out to you soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's everything.
Yeah, I think that's all. Well, everyone, just remember to stay safe.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast. Atomic Radio Hour.